This is Bonnie Sala with Reset. Have you heard the phrase, every now and then? Bible teacher Beth Moore uses it to describe the way that the here and now in the life of a follower of Jesus is inextricably linked to then, the future that is to come. We are so often mired in what the Bible book of Romans refers to as our present sufferings. Now, we experience loss, chronic illness, injustice, and betrayal. Our suffering can be so searing that eternal life seems far away, unreal, and perhaps irrelevant. But Scripture says that the reverse is true. What we suffer now is nothing, nothing compared to the glory God will reveal to us later, says Romans 8:18. All our sufferings will be incomparably upstaged by the glory that God is going to reveal to us, Moore explains. Glory is something we may not be able to grasp because Scripture says that we can't see things clearly in the now of this life. The pictures of God's glory that we do have are instances of such awesomeness that humans instantly worship in admiration and wonder. This glory is the kind of thing that makes us completely forget the pain we experienced, inspiring the Apostle Paul to even call them light and momentary troubles, achieving for us eternal glory that far outweighs them all. Writer C.S. Lewis described our now as living in the shadowlands. Follower of Jesus, never forget that your every now is connected to glory waiting then.
You've just heard Bonnie Sala with Reset. Reset your life by spending time with the truth and grace of God's Word today. For more resources like this, visit guidelines.org.